So that's one braisa. Now, Batani, another braisa says like this. Rebbe Yoimer, kol sukkah shein bo arba amas al arba amas psula. True, that's good. Rebbe Lashitosoi. If the sukkah is smaller than 4 amas and 4 amas, the sukkah is possum. But for Chachamim Maimer, the Chachamim say, afilu eino machzekes ela roish of rubai. Even though the sukkah is so small that only your head and rovu your body gets in, that's around 6 tvachim and 6 tvachim shera. V'yilu shachon leketoni. This price, it doesn't say you have to have 7 tvachim yeshulchan also. Mashem, it's enough just 6 tvachim, just you and your body. So the chura kash and adodi, it's a theory with these two prices. Rebbe is good, but it's a theory according to the Chachamim. One Chacham say the sukkah has to be 7 by 7 that your head and your shulchan can get in there. And one Chacham say it's not just that, Reish Rubai, you don't need your shulchan. So what's the stereo? How do you answer these two Chachamim? What do you have to say? El alav shemaminam, ho be shama yo be silul. You have to say, avad it's a machlekes, be shama be silul. That by a small sukkah also there's a machlekes. That by Shammai Shita is, the smallest size a sukkah could be, is Reish of Rubai Vishachonai, which is 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. And Basil argues and says, no, it's enough just to have Reish of Rubai. 6 by 6 is also enough. So Uchura bringing a raya now, there's a machlekes by a small sukkah also. And before we brought a raya, there's a machlekes by a big sukkah. So what's going on? I'll bring you right from our Mishnah also that is a machlokes by a small sukkah. Midiktoni beshamai poislin. It says loshim beshamai says it's posel. What does posel mean? Mashma the sukkah is posel. Or beisilu machshirin. And beisilu holds no, the sukkah is kosher. Now, if you want to tell me, it's only a machlokes by a big sukkah, and we're talking about that the table is inside your house, and you're sitting by the entrance. So what's the machlokes? So we make a gzeira, maybe you go inside or not. So then it should have said a loshin, v'yemisa beishama yomrim, lo yotza. It should have said, beishama says you're not yotza, the din in you. I'd rather the sukkah itself was a kosher sukkah. You had a moment, a tremendous big sukkah. Now what was wrong? That you sat down tight by the entrance, even though your head and body is inside the sukkah, but since your table is inside the house, beishama says it should have said lo yotza, because it's a gzeira, maybe you go inside. Or Beisilu says, no, there's no gzeri yomakayim de mitzvah. Me boiler, that's what I should have said. So Ebezoik is another raya that avad mitzvah machloik is by a small sukkah. That by Shammai says that the sukkah is not 7 by 7, it's like a psula. And Beisilu holds a kshera. So the elakashya mishoya, Rashi says in Yadgaris this, the kopon on the kashya before was mashma, it's machloik is by a big sukkah, not by a small sukkah. So the Teretz says, li oilam betati pligi. Havada, Beishamim, Beisilu have a machlokes in two. There are two machlokes in here. Pligi, the sukkah ketana. One machlokes is what's the smallest size that a sukkah is still kosher. Beishamim holds you have to at least have Reish of Rubai v'Shachonai 7 by 7. And Beisilu holds no, even smaller is kosher. Just Reish of Rubai is enough, 6 by 6. Or Pligi, the sukkah ketana. And who adin is also a second machlokes. About a big sukkah. So you make this kazera if you're sitting by the door and your table is inside the house. Do we make the gzeir or not? That's the second machlokes. So at Gemara Bechasuri next, where something is missing, Vachiktona, this is what the Mishnah should have said. Mishoya Reish of Rubai v'sukkah. Somebody has his robe of his body and his head in the sukkah. V'yashulchan v'toich abayis. And the shulchan, the table is inside the house. Even though it's a tremendously big sukkah. Beishama yorim layotza. Beishama yol jinam makayim de mitzvah. And the way Tosis learns with Yeraisa, you're not makayim de mitzvah. Since the Reshama makes the gzeira, we're afraid maybe you'll leave the sukkah and go into your house. They said, don't eat that way, so if you eat that way, you're not makayim de mitzvah. Or they still learn from Yotza. They still says, no, you are Yotza. We don't make this gzeira. That since the sukkah is a kosher sukkah, and you're eating in the sukkah, even though your table is inside the house, we still Yotza. We don't make a gzeira. That's one machlokes. Now, what about the Shein Machzekis? What's going to be now? If you have another case, a very small sukkah, that's only 6 by 6 tvachim. There's only big enough to get your head in there and the majority of your body, but your table can't fit in there. Then, Beishamai poistim, Beishamai says like it's posum, or Beisilu machshirin, and Beisilu holds its kosher. So we're coming out now, there are two separate machlekes in the chura, Beishamai and Beisilu. That Beishamai holds two things. That first of all, sukkah can't be smaller than 7 by 7, and also there's a gzeira, if you're sitting in a big sukkah, but you have your table inside your house or outside the sukkah, and you're sitting and eating by the door, even though your body is inside the sukkah, still you're not yotze. So it's a shalom al ha'maisa, how do we paskin here? Our Gemara before said we paskin here like Beishamai Shita about the size. So that's for sure. The sukkah has to be at least 7x7. If it's smaller than 7x7, it's possible. Even though Beis Hillel says it's kosher, but this must be more paskal nois, we paskal like Beis Shammai. So this lechur the more paskal nois by a sukkah katana. What's going to be about a sukkah gedolah though? That the Gemara doesn't say clearly who we paskal like. So it's taka machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim say that by a sukkah gedolah, if you make this gezerah, if you're eating by the entrance and your table is inside the house, they say now it's the old machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that we always paskal like Beis Hillel. So some rishonim say that there with the gezerah we don't hold from. We only pass with Beis Shammai, what the Gemara says. For the size, it has to be at least 7x7. But about this gezerah, since the Gemara doesn't pass like that, we don't hold like Beis Shammai. We don't, yeah. But the Rif and the Rambam say no. They hold both. In both halachas, we pass like Beis Shammai. And halacha, and Shulchan Aruch also is brought down like that. That you're not supposed to eat at the entrance of your sukkah if your table is inside your house. So they have to learn, the Rambam and the Rif have to learn, that the pshat from the Gemara, since the Gemara brings down the machlokes together, and we paskin in one punk like Beis Shammai, it's mash for both of them, we paskin like Beis Shammai. Because Lechura and Flug, there are two different svaris here. That we're trying to speak out, that the Hezgrin Beis Shammai, why he says you have to have a sukkah at least the size of Rosh Rubai Veshachonai, to say it's a svara, because if it's any smaller than that, it's not called a dira. It's not called Roy to live there. The Gemara later will see in Daf Zayin says a svara that Beis Shammai holds neither diras kva, or diras arai is possible. In other words, if the sukkah is so small, it's not right to live there. So Shannon speak out, even though we paskin a sukkah is kosher, diras arai, you don't need a permanent sukkah. But the pshat is, it depends how temporary it could be. So temporary that it's smaller than 7x7 is not called a dira at all. It's called a dira srucha. It means it's very not comfortable to be there. So such a sukkah we paskin is no good. That's Beis Shammai svarim. That's one svarim. According to the second machlokes, this is a new gzera. So you make a gzera if you're sitting by the door, will you go out or not? So really, one should not have to do with the other one. But the pshat from the Rambam and the Rif is, you have to say is, that since the Gemara brings down both machlokes and together here, and we start off saying, we paskin with Beis Shammai, it's mustavrim both halachas, we paskin with Beis Shammai. Right. So the Marman Tan al Hodoton Rabbonim. Who's the Tan of this Brisa? That the Locher is Bayi Shein Boy Arbamis Al Arbamis. If you have a house, a room, that's smaller than Daladamis by Daladamis, Potter Min HaMezuzah. That room is Potter from Mezuzah. Min HaMakah. If you have a roof on top, you don't have to put a roof, a makah, a gate around it. V'yeina Matam V'negoyin. If there's a Negger in the house, it has no Tumas Negger. Because by Negger, the Torah says Bayis. And a bayis means a place that's right to live, which is at least dalad by dalad. V'yena nechlek b'bot yorechayma. The loch is a b'bot yorechayma, it's nechlek, if you're not part of it after 1 year, it stays by the person loylam. It wasn't set on such a small house. It was only set on a bayis, and less than dalad a dalad is not called a bayis. Yeah. V'yena nechlek means, elo p'day liyolim, k'noz v'poydirit. V'yotze b'yovel, in legolo, k'shar kaka b'levinyin. Like any other karka, doesn't have the din of a boti, a house of an orichayma. If somebody wants, when they go into a machama, the pasuk says, you have a right to go back home and take care of your new house, but if you only have a small house that's less than dalad dalid, you don't have a right to leave the war. You have to stay by the machama. You can't make an Arab on such a house. There's people living there, it's too small to give it a shame house. You don't need a shtufa mevoyis either for this. Trashier. You can't leave the Erev in such a house like this. Now, first is saying, people living in such a house doesn't answer on the rest of the Bnei Chatz. It's not called living there. So you don't need an Erev, you don't need a shtufa mevoyis. Who are din v'yein manichin boy Erev? Let's say other people living in the Chatz want to make it a Ruvei Chatzeres. So Allah is supposed to put the Erev, the Chala, in one house. So you can't put the Chala in this house. Since this house is less than dollar dollar, it's not called a house. V'yein oisin oisai ibur v'yishtei ayoros. The locher is the tchum of the city on Shabbos is apayim amah. Now what about if outside the city there's another house within 70 yamis? It makes this boundary of the city extended. And to say that every 70 yamis if you have another hut, another house, it makes the boundary of the city further. And you first count the apayim amah from after that last hut. What about if that hut is only dalad al dalad, that house is only less than dalad al dalad? It's not called Ibur Beishtei Ayurus. It doesn't help you to make the boundaries of the city end there. The boundaries only end by the last house, which has to be at least dalad by dalad amis. If it was less than 4 by 4 amis, it's not called a house. When a father dies and he gets Yerusha, so the brothers don't make a chalukah. They can't divide up such a small house. Since it's less than dalad, dalad is no din chalukah. You don't divide it up. Who are din vashutzim? The people own it in partnership. Now they want to divide them up. There's no din chalukah on such a small house. We'll soon see what that means. So who goes all these shittis? Is l'chura leimer Rebbe. They should only go according to Rebbe that we had before by a sukkah. Rebbe says a sukkah has to at least be dalad dalad. V'loy rabbanin. But it doesn't go according to Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. Because according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, just like a sukkah is kosher, less than dalad dalad, you only need 7 tefachim and 7 tefachim, so here you see it's called a house. So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you afilu tamer rabbanin. But this b'raisa could all go according to the rabbanin shita, even according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That ad kan lo kamri rabbanin hosa amel in yisukkah. When did Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel hold that a sukkah is kosher, even though it's less than dalad dalad amis? Even though it's only 6 or 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, that's only by sukkah. Why? The diras arahi. The Torah said, "Klo shivas yom teishvu basukkahs." Means leave your house and eat now and live in a sukkah arai, in a temporary living. Therefore, temporary living is enough to be 7 by 7 tefachim. Abu lagabe bayis. Whenever we're talking about a house, know what a house is meant for? The diras kvahu. Whenever you build a house, it's called a temporary. It's called a permanent house. You're making it to live there. What's called living? If you have the house that's at least 4 amos or 4 amos, people live there. It's something you could use. Since you could use to live there, it's called a house. But let's say this house is less, the room is less than dalad dalid. That's not called a normal manner of living there. And if you live there, we know more, it's not a diras kva, you can eventually break it down, you're not going to keep it there. That's not called a bayis. So therefore, this b'raisa that says all these halachas don't apply to a room or a house that's less than dalad dalad, even go according to Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Shita, by sukkah. Only sukkah as dearest arai is kosher by 7 and 7. Vashenik, whenever you need a bayis means a kva living there permanently. It has to be at least 4 by 4 amos. Yeah. Now the Gemara will be mazbud the whole b'raisa. Omar Malik, we just learned before. Potem min amezuzah. If you have a room that's less than dalad amos by dalad amos, you know it's potem min amezuzah. Hu adinu min amakir. If you have a roof on top of this room, you don't have to put a gate, a fence around the roof. V'yein metame ben agoyim. Hu adinu, if there's a neger inside the house, you don't have tumas agoyim, the kohen can't make a tummy. V'yein anechle b'bot yore choyma. If the house is in the ear that has a choyma wall around it, the Torah says the ganze pasha can only be paid to buy it back after 1 year. But once you don't buy it back the first year, it stays by the buyer, loilam. But that's only if it was a real house that was at least dalad by dalad. Here that it was less than dalad by dalad, it has a loch like regular karka, like only the ground, that you could buy it back. If somebody goes to war, and by war the kohen tells you, whoever wants to go home because he built a new house and didn't take care of it, he's allowed to go home. But here if you just have a small house, less than dalad by dalad, you can't go home. Why not to the Gemara my timer? What's the svara? The bayis tzibbu, the kulu. And all these halachas, the Torah says, you need a bayis. And like the svar we just said, if it's less than dalad al dalad, it's not called a house. So Drashi, kula bayis tzibbu. Mezuzah is pesechot, says. So you have to have a bayis. Ki sivne bayis chodesh, you have to build a makir on top. It says a bayis. Ovo asher lo ya bayis, by orcha mechoma. If you have a house, you can go home. Ki yimchor bayis moishav, you have to sell in orichoyma a house. Shebona bayis chodesh. That's orcha mechoma. So all these things by negoyim, it says a bayis. So kids, all these things that says aloch need a bayis, and therefore that's a svara less than dalad dalad is not called a bayis. Therefore we don't have these alochas. Now by mezuzah we spoke out. We hold alocha by mezuzah. That's that the room has to be dalad dalad for a mezuzah to enough, even though it's like 6 amos long and 2 amos wide. That's also enough to be mechayev in mezuzah. For mezuzah, you don't need a perfect square of at least 4 by 4. It's enough if the square inches inside equals up to 4 by 4, it's enough. Even though by sukkah we paskin, the zayin azayin has to be exactly at least 7 by 7, but it's a pashta svara. Because 7 by 7 is so small. That's where you could live there somewhat. If it's not 7 by 7, it's not called livable. Mashenkin, dalad dalad, the emerson, it is livable. Now, even though it's not a perfect square, as long as it's a little bit, as long as you have that much square feet inside, it's called a permanent, it's called a temporary, a permanent living. It's called a diras kvar. Doesn't have to be exactly a square 4x4. Even 6x2 is also enough, because that's comfortable to live there. But Shenker is such a small room by a sukkah that's kosher 7x7, there it has to at least be a square of 7x7. Right. Then the Brisa said, V'ein marvin boy, V'ein mishtatzvin boy. If somebody's living in this house that's less than dalal dalid, he doesn't have to make an erev chatzeris, and he doesn't have to make a shtufim voice. Hu adin v'ein manichin boy erev. If the people, other people living in the same courtyard, wants to make an erubi chatzeris, so you have to put the bread in somebody's house, they're not allowed to put the bread, the challah, in this house. My time of why? The lechaz l'dira. Because it's not right to live there. You can't live in a room in a house that's less than dalal dalid. Erev chatzeris is diyik, ein manichin boy. Mashmu, when you're making a ruv chatzeris, that you can't leave the erev in this house. Avo shituf manichin boy. Mashenka, to make a shtufim a voice, that you could leave the chale inside this small house. My timer, what's the reason? Now the locha by erev chatzeris and shtufim a voice goes like this. Usually the way a movi looks is, usually we say like this, that the Gemara usually is like the movi. Now that's like the side road. Now on the side is chatzerim, and then inside the chatzer is houses. So usually what it is like there's one chatzer here, and you have around three houses opening up into the chatzer. So one erev is called the Ruba Chatzeris. In other words, you want to be able to carry from these three houses here into the chatzer, and back into one house into another house. So since you're carrying from your house into the chatzer, that's like called a mokum diram. You have to have an erev to make it like you're living in one house. So there you have to put the erev in a house. In a house that's livable. So we say if the house is less than dalal dalid, you're not putting the erev in a place that's mokum to, ready to live. So therefore, ruv chatzeris, which means you want these three houses all like living in one house, it has to be a house that's ready to live there. So less than dalal dalid, you can't live there, it's no good. Shtufim avoyis is a little bit different. Shtufim avoyis means, let's say you have five chatzerim all around the movi. And now you want to be able to carry from your chatzer into the movi. So there it's not the pshat that you're living in the chotzer. People don't live in the chotzer. It's only a vort that looks like the chotzer belongs to one person and the mavi belongs to everybody. So it looks like you're carrying from a shus yachot to a shus rabim. So therefore you have to make a shtufim voice. You have to have all the chotzerim put together as if to say all the chotzerim live in one chotzer. Now in a chotzer, living in a courtyard, that's not a mokum dira. You don't really live there. It's just enough to say we're all in one courtyard. So male, this room now, even though it's smaller than dalal dalid, it's enough to put the erev there. Because you don't have to live in this room. It's enough just to put it in the chatzer. Albeit in one place. Like the locher is usually a shtufim mevois, you don't have to put in a house. You're allowed to leave it in the chatzer. As long as it's a mokum that's watched in the chatzer, it's kosher. Here also, this house, even though it's less than dalal dalid, but you don't have to have a place that you could live there. It's enough just that it's a place that's watched. And this is a good place that's watched. That's what Gemara says. My time of the chosla dira. Faruvi chatzeris. Chatzeris means all the three houses are like now living in one house. So it has to be a place that you can live there. So eruvi chatzeris eminichen boy. Avo shitov mashenken to make all the chatzerim together, to be able to carry from the chotzer into the mavoi. Manichen boy. You could leave that eruv in this house, in the small house. My time of. To legorim e chotzer sheve mavoi. It's not worse than just leaving the shtufim mavoi, it's the eruv, in a chotzer, in a courtyard. The Tanan, we learned like this. Eruv chatzeris bechotzer. We'll soon see what that means. An eruv chatzeris means you have to put in the chotzer. Shtufi movi b'movi. The eruv you make to carry from the movi into the courtyards, you put in the movi. V'avinim bo, we asked, like we learned over there, eruv chatzeris bechotzer, is that true? That when you want to make an eruv chatzeris, you put the matzah, you put it in the chotzer? The Tanan, we learned, no. Like we do the ma'isa, we put it in the house. Ha'noisen eruv b'bay shar. If somebody makes the ruv chatzeris, and you put the yerev in a beis shah, that's the outside room where the watchman stays. Ach sadri, that's like an open porch. Umrafesas, that's like a balcony. The locker is eino erev, that's not called an erev. Because that's not a mokum diri, you don't live in these places. Since people come in and go out, people just pass by the balcony. They go over the porch, it's not a mokum dirum. So you can't put your ruv chatzeris there. Fiyadarsham, somebody lives in a porch, lives in a balcony, ain't a waiser. That's also not called you living there, it's not called a dira, and therefore you don't ask from the other people in the chatzar. So you see clearly the Erev Chatzeris, where do you have to put it? In a place where people live, in a bias. This is what the din means in the Nervin. That Eruv Chatzeris, where do you put the Eruv Chatzeris like we do? If you have a house and you want to be able to carry from one apartment to another apartment, it's in the backyard. Where do you put the Eruv Chatzeris? The bias of Chatzer means. You have to put it in one of the houses that open up into the Chatzer. Because like we said, the Hezbri is, it looks like all the people living in one house. So it has to be a place that you could live there. Masheke Neshtufa Mavois. Where do you put the Erev that you're collecting together in order to carry from all the chatzeros, all the courtyards, into the middle road, into the middle of the side street? The chatzer shevamovi. You're allowed to put it in the chatzer. You don't have to put it in the house. It doesn't have to be in a place that you live. It's enough of it to watch. Melo v'hai lagora mechatzer shevamovi. Here that you're putting the Erev now in this small house, even though it's not called a house because it's less than dollar a dollar, so what? It's not worse than putting your shtuf in the voice in a chotzer. It's also not a place that you live. As long as it's a place that's watched, it's okay. So this small house is a place that's watched. Therefore, it's kosher to put the Erev for the shtuf in the voice there. Fighter. Then the Brisa said, V'yein oisin oisoi ibur ben shtei ayoros. If you have your city, and you have the boundary where the last house is, and now the locher is that you can't walk more than a payimama out of the tchum on Shabbos. What about if it was in 70 yamas from the city? There's another house. That house extends the boundaries of the city that it first starts from after that house. Let's say that house that's 61 yamas away is less than dalet or dalet. It's not in star. It doesn't make the city extended. Why? The afilu keburgenin loy mishavin lay. We don't make it like a burgenin. A burgenin means like a little tent. That the locher is a shomer sits in a tent. And there the locher is burgenin is moisif on the city. If let's say outside your city, 50 yamas outside the city, there's a tent there that a watchman sleeps there at night. By the daytime he's outside in the fields. And at night he has his burgeny, this tent that he lives there. That's called a mokim that somebody's living there. So it's called the city extends up until that tent. And you first count the tchum shavis from after that tent. So the question is, a tent lachur is also not a mokum dira. So how come a tent is okay, and how come this house, it's a house, but since it's less than dollar value, you're saying it's no good. Why is it no good? For the Gemara, my timer, why? Burgenin chazel l'mosayah. The Teretz says, a burgenin a tent. You know what you make a tent for? You don't make a tent to live there day and night. You make a tent just to sleep at night. In other words, you're a watchman, you have to watch the fields by day, and by night you go in the tent to sleep. So meila v'hai, and it's roy for that. A tent you can sleep there, like Rashi says. Limosayu lalina slyly other mechod. This tent is burgundy, is meant for the watchman to sleep there at night, and it's only one man. So one man could fit in here. It's called the Dovra Miskayim. That's called the good deer alike, and therefore the city is extended up until that tent. Mashankin, hear that you made a house. A house you made to live day and night. Now, how big did you make your house? Less than dollar a dollar. That's not a mokum that you'll stay too long. Eventually, for sure, you're going to knock it down. It's not something that's going to be miskayim. Therefore, you can't say the limits of the city is extended by this. Trashi demara. Fahai le chazlo masayu. This is not chazlo masayu. So trashi. Holo chazlo masayu. To chol bayis also diras kva tamid. What do you build a house for? A house is built to live there day and night. Now, this house, if it's less than dalal dalid, nobody's going to live there day and night. So for sure, like, it's not a davra miskayim. That's why it's not called a dira at all, and therefore you can't extend the city to say the limits, the boundaries, first thoughts by this house, nothing doing. A burgundy, even though it's smaller, it's okay, because that's a permanent thing. This house is not a permanent thing, it doesn't extend the city. But then the Brisa said, V'yeno achim v'yashutim cholkim boy. The father dies and two brothers yashin the father. They left over this small house. They can't divide up the house. So the Mer says, Taimur Tzadiyak, why? The less by Dawud Amis, because the house is not 4x4 Amis. Oh boy, if by Dawud Amis, the master of the house would have been exactly 4 Amis by 4 Amis, then Chokin, then you could divide the house in half. And we'll say, this brother gets one half side of it, and the other brother gets the other side of the house. For the Mer, that's not true. The Yotzanar will go to the Gemara and Baba Basra. Ein cholkin es ha-chotzer at-shehebo ar-bamas lezer v'yar-bamas lezer. whenever you want to divide up even a chutz or even an open courtyard, you never divide it up unless you give each one of them 4 amos and 4 amos. In other words, less than 4 amos is not right to use. You can't live there, you can't build a house there, so what are you giving him 2 amos? It's not worth anything. So we never divide up a property just by 4 by 4. Only if you have 8 by 8, then you can divide it up. You get 4 by 4 and he gets 4 by 4. That's a kash here. Master, why don't you divide it up? Because it was less than 4 by 4. Master, if the house is exactly 4 by 4, you do divide it up in here. Aye, the Gemara and Baal Basra says you don't divide it up either. So the Gemara says, Ella, what the Brisa means to say here is like this. Ella ima ein boy din chaluka kachotzer. It doesn't have the halacha that you get added property in the chotzer in the courtyard. What does that mean to say? Like this. Yama Rafuna, Rafuna said like this. Chotzer lefi pischeha mischalekis. And the locker is a chotzer is divided up according to how many psachim, how many doors open up into the chotzer. Lamashal, let's say your father owned a whole block full of property. On this block, let's say you owned 5 houses were there. 5 houses. And in the middle of the house was a big, big courtyard in the middle of the 5 houses. So now let's say for some reason one brother yashins 3 houses and the other brother only yashins 2 houses. How do we divide up this courtyard in the middle? So Avunah says we divide up according to how many psachim, how many doors open up into the courtyard. So the son that got 3 houses, 3 doors opening up, gets 3 parts of the chotzer. The other son only owns 2 houses, only gets 2 parts. It's like he gets 3/5 and he gets 2/5. That's the way you divide up the courtyard. So nafkamina is, let's say you yashin in this house. That's less than dalan adalid. True, you yashin. Your father wrote in the Yerusha, you get this house. You get this house, but since this house is less than dalal dalid, you don't have any schus to get any part of the chotzer. This house, since it's less than dalal dalid, is not called a house, so the pesach, the entrance into the chotzer, is not called a pesach. Therefore, you don't get any extra part of the chotzer. That's what the Brisa means to say. For Rav Chizda Waman, no. Noisein lechol pesach a pesach arbamis. V'yashar chok noisein v'shova. Now, Tahani mili bayis, we'll see what that means. Over Tahani mili bayis lemehevei koi, yovinen lei, chotzer. When do we give the person that owns the house his share in the chotzer? If he has a good house, that's going to stay. It's at least 4 by 4 amis, it's a permanent house. We give you part of the chotzer to use. Because you have to carry things out from your house into the chotzer, you need the space in the chotzer to use it. But if you own Yashin, this house that's less than Dalad Dalid, the Lidistere Koi, it's Oymet to knock down. You can't live in such a small house. It's not Oymet to stay. Therefore, we don't give you any part in the chotzer. Now, what Chizda said is like this. He says the same case. Let's say you have 5 houses there. So the one that Yashin 3 houses, not that he gets 3/5 of the whole chotzer. Just as many houses, psachim, you have, in front of your house, you get 4 amis. That's all. So if you have 3 houses, you get an extra 4 amis in front of your door. And the other one gets 2 dalad by dalad in front of their doors. Now the rest of the chutzah we divide equally. As he says, that we divide according to the Pesach, not that you get an equal share in the whole Pesach, in the whole chutzah, but you only get an extra 4 amis in front of your Pesach. That belongs to you because you have to carry things in and out from your house. The rest of the chutzah we divide equally. But the same shot. That's only if you have a house that's at least dalad by dalad. But here that your house is less than dalad dalad, since it's only to break, not to stay, you don't get any extra advantage for this Pesach. That's what the Brisa meant to say. All right, we'll stop here.